Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning. And welcome to
Palco Talks.
Here you have your host, Keisha Albano.
And Ethan Magistrado.
So for our topic today, we're going to talk about oral communication. But to be more precise, Key, what do you think, in your experience, what do you think is the most interesting topic in oral communication?
Models of communication. But to be more specific, have you ever heard of Schramm's model of communication?
I mean, of course, I've heard of Schramm's model of communication.
But do you have any thoughts of it? Or do you know how does it work?
For me, Schramm's model of communication is mostly related. I think it can be applied to today's way of communication. Like in chismis canon and other things. Where in Schramm's model of communication, both sender and receiver, both are given a chance to decode, interpret the message, and encode the specific topic that is given to them.
Kumbaga. I see. Sheesh.
That's crazy.
But kidding aside, have you ever dealt with Schramm's model of communication before?
Yeah, I've dealt with like a few or a lot of Schramm's model of communication, like chismis and stuff.
And what does those chismis associate to?
Like, probably politics, mostly, especially from what's happening from recent in the Philippines. Have you seen the recent news about Sarah Duterte?
And this from before. I mean, it's understandable since it is recent and it is mostly associated with the lives of Filipinos, and it can affect the way our, and can, that issue can directly impact our lives here in the Philippines.
Yeah, that can impact our lives, and especially from the model that we're talking about. What I've seen and what I've heard, have you ever like heard the BBM's like reply to it, or the message to Sarah Duterte's sayings throughout the, I think, Zoom meeting?
Sa tingin ko, as of now, wala pa akong nakikitang response galing kay BBM, pero mostly kay Sarah lang talaga yung napapansin ko or nakikita ko, kumbaga, on TikTok. And yung mga nakikita ko is, it is mostly from TikTok and Facebook and YouTube, like that.
Yeah. And I guess those sources are pretty much reliable.
I mean, not reliable to the fact that, in a sense that, you should reply on it every time. Like, you can only get information from it, but
like not all of them are like
not
like true or something.
Kasi ever since naman is never pa naman talagang fully nawawala ang fake news, and yun ang pinakang mahirap ngayon pag nanonood sa yun nga TikTok,
yeah,
Facebook,
true.
YouTube. And even though na those platforms are run by ang tawag dun? What do you call it?
Platforms run by officials or what? From media.
I mean official pages. Ayun, official pages of ayun nga public servants ganun.
Something
like ganun.
I see. But like, imagine when was like the election run? Was it like 2022 ba?
Something ganun, oh.
So like, imagine a different world if Lenny won.
To be honest, we're not certain of what the world of what life in the Philippines would feel like if Lenny won. Kasi as human beings, we won't know.
When unless we try, ganun.
Parang ganun.
But like, yun
from mostly kasi parang more in, let's speak from experience, kumbaga. Parang di siya makukuha ng parang foresight ganun. Parang di mo siya makukuha, parang you will not get it through predicting it.
I see.
Unless you attract it.
Yeah. Really, like, have you seen yung elections?
Mm.
It's like, BBM's winning is like foreshadowing. Foreshadowing na because he was already like absent from the, what's that called? Parang debate or like, whatever is that called?
I forgot. In a debate setting, kumbaga. Parang absent siya.
Yeah. So, parang it's like foreshadowing na he's already absent. So, imagine like him winning, which is, he won nga.
Mm.
And then, when we needed him, he's absent. So.
Again.
Yun nga. He's absent, mostly. So, parang, I don't get why do people like vote for corrupt.
And siguro what you mean is what do you call it? Hindi siya active nung tumatakbo siya. And ngayon na ayun nga nakaupo na siya ngayon sa upuan bilang presidente.
And then the two campaigned people are fighting.
And the two yun. And the two campaigned people are fighting.
Fighting. Unity. Hello.
Hello, Unity.
Hello, Unity. Goodbye. Tama ba?
Hello. Ay. Hello. Ay.
Yeah. Hello. Oh. That's right. Hello, Unity. Goodbye.
Pero, ano, ayun, may sasabi. Do you have any more to say?
No.
Pero, yun nga. I feel like this talk is going towards more on politics rather than, what do you call this? Oral communication. And since it came to this, we're going to the next topic. How about that?
Yeah. And also, we just gave an example on how Shram's model of communication works, actually.
Oh, nga pala.
So, yeah. So, on to our next topic.
Let's move on to the next topic, which is
verbal cues. So, there are like two types of verbal cues. There are direct cues and indirect cues. Indirect cues, I'll give an example of direct cues, which are for example, relationships, like...
What about it?
Magjowa.
Mm.
Guy and girl, or guy to guy, girl to girl.
Mm.
So basically, like, questions like, have you eaten? Kumain ka na ba?
Mm.
What time did you sleep? Did you get home? Mm. Parang ganon. That's the kind of questions.
Mm-hmm. Next naman is, what about indirect use?
So, in the indirect cues, I can give you an example. For example, like, job interviews.
Oh, what about job interviews?
So, like, you know, in job interviews, they ask you questions.
Mm.
So, like, for example, what do you see yourself in 5 years working here?
Mm.
So, something like that.
Mm.
Or, like, do they ask about what do you call this? Do they ask about, like, your situation? Or, like, why do you choose this job? Or especially, I know they ask you about what are your skills, what can you contribute to this company.
Yung mga ganong klaseng question, I think it is a no-brainer na. Pero yung more on personal questions, siguro hindi na siya relevant. I mean, although it seems relevant to some companies, but karamihan, I think, di.
I see.
And since there aren't any they call it ano tawag doon? Since there aren't any examples left to give in tawag doon verbal and non-verbal cues, let's move on to the next topic, which is jargon. Now, what is jargon? Pero I think for me, jargon is similar to that of slang. Diba? Don't you agree?
But like, what kind of slangs?
In jargon kasi, ano yung tag dito? There is a specific setting. Diba?
So like, in jargon, specific setting. So like, for example, in a school setting, I guess? Or like, no.
Siguro
like,
pwede naman, tag dito, work setting. Ganun.
Work setting. Mm. So like, for example, assets, I guess. Parang, for you, as a student, kanyari, like, younger pa or whatever, you don't know what's assets, parang, or kahit di mo alam yung word na assets, parang magpapatanong ka, what's assets? Parang, ganun.
And in a workplace naman, assets, parang, your very own, tawag dito, parang investment, parang ganun.
I see.
Parang yun lang naman, diba?
Yeah. Well, basically, yun nga. Mostly in a formal or what's a formal way or formal slang na that
not parang
every people understand.
Not everybody can understand that specific slang. That's why it is mostly related. That is why jargon is mostly related to slang. Wherein slang kasi is parang tayo dito is pwede mo siyang you can use it in a casual setting. Ayan.
I guess so if other people know it. Pero yun nga. And then like there's another type of jargon which are in text and computer jargon which we young people use.
Gen Z
use in a daily basis. Lalo na in texting.
Since mostly ngayon sa generation natin mga tinatamad na mag-text ganun.
Yeah. So yun nga.
Many things going on with our lives.
Grabe naman yan.
Many things going on with our lives.
Grabe naman yan. Slang lang yung pinag-usapan natin.
Ba't napunta tayo sa personal issues?
Grabe naman yan. Dami naman pinagdadaanan mo. YOLO. Ganon. You only live once. Like, lol. Nakakatawa kasi. Buhay ko. Ganon. Grabe naman yan.
Grabe.
Pero yun nga. Parang give me more examples of para yun nga yung text na ginagamit natin. Ano pa kaya yung ginagamit natin? Of course, ano na yun, lamaw or whatever.
Siguro example is BTW, which is by the way, which is mostly hindi naman natin nagagamit in this generation kasi
by the way.
What about by the way?
Sakto lang kasi in our norm kasi as Filipinos, we don't use by the way. We use alam mo ba? 'Di ba?
Alam mo ba? Ganun.
Alam mo ba? It's like by the way na din pero it's more on like type pa natin eh.
More native ganun, parang ganun.
Oo. Pero we don't type. Siguro sa mga ano pa like in the north, US ganun. Siguro they use
more western ganun.
Oh, more western sila.
Western countries.
Tayo naman, we use it but not that much. By the way, pero we do use like OTW and like,
which is on the way.
And like BRB and ganun. Be right back. And then if sa games, We use GG's, which is good game, and then parang FF forfeit. If gusto mo makasar ng ano, diba? Ng pati enemy.
Pati dagdag pa dyan, which is, ano, tayo dito, WY at, which is where you at. Short for where you at.
Oh, yeah. Oo nga, no. Yeah, yun, isa din yun.
Which is, sa tingin ko, it is not mostly used. It is not commonly used by all millennials, ganun. Ganun.
I see. Yun nga din. So, that concludes from every topic that we've talked about. So, what do you think from all the topics that we talked about? What do you think? What communication do you think you use more?
I think for me, the most frequently used, siguro, Schramm's model of communication. Siguro yun na lang. Since,
why?
Di ko rin ma-explain eh. I think it's more natural. Parang
I
ganun.
See, like day-to-day basis. Yeah, I see. And yeah, I guess so. But for me, it's more on like jargons, like text and computer jargons. Since, you know, we all use text. We all text each other, especially your friends. And mostly ganun.
I think that's it.
So that concludes our afternoon podcast. Well, I am Keisha Albano.
And Ethan Magistrado. And we are Palco Talks.
Ayun nga.
So, yeah. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Just like, wait. And just like Jim Carrey said, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye, guys!
Sayonara!